This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The international labor movement is organizing to win the release of a unionist imprisoned in Colombia under false charges. Uber Ballesteros, one of the country's most recognized unionists, was organizing mass strikes when he was arrested in August. I talked to Mariela Cohan about Mr. Ballesteros. Ms. Cohan is the director of Justice for Colombia, an organization put together by the labor movement in Britain to fight for the rights of Colombian workers. I asked her first to describe Mr. Ballesteros' role in the Colombian labor movement.
Uber is the vice president of FENSAGRO, which is the Agricultural Workers Union and the second largest union in Colombia. He also sits on the executive of the CUT, which is Colombia's largest trade union confederation. And he's also the national organizer for the Patriotic March, which is a broad-based coalition of over 2,000 unions and other social organizations campaigning for peace and social justice in Colombia.
What has happened to him?
So Uwed was detained on the 25th of August of this year, and he's been accused of rebellion and of financing terrorism. And these are charges that are used really to imprison trade union leaders and other activists on, you know, it's happened in the past to many hundreds of people. Uwed was leading the strikes that were taking place all over the country. He was one of the leaders of the peasant strikes that were taking place to oppose the free trade agreements, particularly the impact of the trade agreements with the US and the Canada and the regional Pacific agreements that have negatively affected peasant farmers. And his arrest came right in the middle of those strikes. He was one of the 10 nominated negotiators for the peasant movement.
What is Colombia's record regarding trade unionists?
Well, Colombia is the most dangerous place in the world to be a trade unionist. There's been almost 3,000 trade unionists killed in the last few decades. This year, there was 11 trade unionists killed just in the first 6 months, and 12 activists were shot dead just during these strikes in August. So it's not an easy place to organize as a union. The labor legislation is also makes it incredibly difficult to organize as a trade unionist. For Uwed, you know, his sector, the agricultural sector, as alongside the education sector, is the most persecuted sector. And they're regularly targeted, accused of being linked to the guerrillas. There's, you know, unions are smeared by the high senior government figures, really, who try and link them to guerrilla organizations and try to discredit people organizing. So it's an incredibly difficult place to organize as a trade union. There's thousands killed, as I mentioned, also thousands that have been imprisoned. Many others have been forced into exile, and many others just don't have the possibility to organize. There's only about 4% union density in Colombia because of the situation.
What can unions and their members do to help Mr. Ballesteros?
Well, we've seen from our experience that the international campaigns do make a difference. The Colombian government is incredibly aware of its image, and making a fuss and pressuring the authorities to release people like Uwed has made a difference in the past. There's been several trade union leaders that have been released after international campaigns. So we'd ask people to sign the Labour Start petition that you can find on the Labour Start website and on the Justice for Colombia website to get involved in the campaign. We have all sorts of campaigns at our website, justiceforcolombia.org. There's, you know, you can donate to the campaign to actually help the coup and the unions in Colombia organize around Uwed freedom campaign, but also to free all political prisoners in Colombia and to help make the Colombian authorities know that the international community is watching and that it can't get away with repressing trade unions the way that it has been able to.
Tell us a bit about your organization. What is Justice for Colombia?
Yeah, Justice for Colombia was founded in 2002 by the British TUC, the Trades Union Congress here, in response to the fact that so many trade unionists have been killed in Colombia, and to try and really provide some concrete support to trade unions and other social organizations facing repression. We have pretty much every trade union in Britain, and now we've founded an island as well, affiliated to the campaign. And we work on the ground with projects which support the trade unions in their organizing and human rights work. We campaign to free activists from prison, to stop the repression. We have a parliamentary group of 80 members of parliament that support our work. And we take delegations out to see the situation themselves. We've taken over 200 trade union leaders, activists, politicians from the UK, from Ireland, from Europe, the US and Canada recently, to see the situation, to go to regions where people wouldn't normally go, and to try and expose the reality of what's happening in Colombia, and try and get international support, because it really is a situation that isn't spoken about enough in the media. Colombia is represented as a democracy in the media, you know, in the mainstream media, where really, you know, we know that one of the fundamental parts of a democracy is to be able to organize in a trade union.
The online petition to free Mr. Ballesteros is on the website of Labor Start, the labor movement's news and campaigning service. The address is www.laborstart.org.